This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
So incredibly hard to break them in the future, and that's why I am in mourning. I am in great sadness. You know, you can go to the Yale reports and go to the Stanford reports, and you can pull up the psychological profiles with the big think tanks and the federal government admitting they've designed the COVID-19 lockdown as a drill, as a psychological training to prepare you for the cashless society, the tracking apps, the social credit score, forced inoculations, and so much more, to bring in the post-human era. And we can sit here and tell you how the lockdown is going to work and how it's never going to end. But then to actually live it and see it, and to see an article that was put all over newspapers and publications from MSN to CNN by Nick Payton Walsh this morning. I got up at 5 a.m., went to the CNN front webpage to see what the enemy's up to, and it said, back to normal. Why we must accept it won't happen. Here's the same article, different headline. There is no getting back to normal. Experts say the sooner we accept that, the better. And, of course, CNN had an earlier headline. They changed it. It was, you're never taking your mask off. Think of that incredible power. And to make you all watch each other and enforce on each other that everything else that's attached to it. And, you know, this morning I said, let me look up who this guy is. I said, he'll probably be a defense correspondent reporting on CIA stories. And guess what happened when I looked up Nick Payton Walsh? It's always the same. British, assigned to covering CIA stories in combat zones, including the assassination of Osama bin Laden and that whole fiction, where they then killed most of the Navy SEALs that were involved in the mission a few weeks later in that helicopter. So that's just who these people are. They're the ruling class. And they're telling you that they're going to put a hood over your head for the rest of your life. And they're coming with their forced inoculations. And this is an act of war. But when I read the article, it's everything we've told you word for word, because it's a philosophy. It's a system. And they say, you will adapt to being slaves. Remember, I've told the story probably 500 times. I'll tell it again. I tell it so many times. I called Paul Watson this morning. I go, remember the story about me on the plane, first class, flying to be on The View in New York, and one of the heads of one of the big banks is on board, sitting next to me, was visiting his dad, a former Army general, a nursing home in San Antonio. And Paul goes, yeah, and he told you we'll adapt to being slaves. The article actually says that. We know their whole philosophy. We know it's a fraud. We have Fauci on tape saying he wears the mask for political effect. We have Democrats saying it to the governor of Pennsylvania. I mean, we have them. We know. So I was really upset today. And a friend of mine who's been out of town for months on a job, somebody I've known for years, came by the house this morning. And they came to the door and knocked on it. I went and they were wearing a mask. I opened the door, I let them in. I said, hey, they go, well, I'm just going to wear, I said, you need to wear a mask here. And they said, oh, I just want to, you know, just for your safety. It's just a virtue signal. And I just said, hey, I got something came up. I just have a nice life and just throw them out of my house. I'll never talk to them again. So You make your decision on this. This is everything. This is their takeover. And if you submit to it, you're all done. You understand?
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It is October 1st on this live Thursday worldwide transmission. You're 32 days out from the election, but that's when things really get hairy. Now the public's finally figuring out the Democrats have pledged to contest the election, and that if Trump challenges their fraud, they will claim that he is a dictator. But finally, ahead of the election, people are understanding we've got to affect the psychological warfare operation now with the truth. We can't wait and be hit flat-footed. That is all coming up here today. And we have a raft of guests today. We have Ron in Florida, who said he's a retired police officer out of New York City, and he was only on about 2 minutes, and everything he was saying was stuff that only an insider would know. And then I would give a vague statement. He would answer it instantly. So obviously a smart cookie. So he's a caller. He's going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour. We appreciate him doing that. John Rappaport, I was sitting there eating my lunch when he came on in the fourth hour. And he always is very informative, but I had missed something he'd been talking about. So as soon as he talked about it, I went and looked it up. And it was so bombshell that it was staggering. It was staggering. In fact, it's the biggest COVID fraud yet, the biggest COVID hoax yet. COVID itself is real, very, very weak. You only die if you have the lowered immune system because you don't have the vitamins and minerals you need. And Fauci admits that now, but it can't kill you. But there's a lot of hoaxes within it. Saying people that died of something else died of COVID. Killing people with intubation. And then saying that something else killed them. Sending sick people into hospitals or in nursing homes where you can kill people that already have a bunch of pre-existing conditions, comorbidities. I mean, there's a lot of fraud surrounding it. The fraudulent positive test, it goes on and on. We tend to repeat that minutia over and over again. Instead of the big picture of the UN and the globalists admitting it's a political power grab and communist China admitting it's a political power grab to bring in global tracking, global social score, and the rest of it. But he was saying something on air, and I'm sitting there eating my lunch, and I've got my little iPhone right here, so I'm searching what he's saying, and I didn't know this. The major vaccines that are coming out, the parameters that the UN has put out, that we adopt them, because the UN's now world government, we're under it, boom, just like that. We just, it's the new normal, UN runs everything, move forward. That the vaccine is not to protect you from a dangerous COVID-19 strain or a lethal strain, that it is only to give you, quote, antibodies, though they admit that won't protect you. So they're saying it makes you sick. They're saying it doesn't protect you. And they're saying we're getting the vaccine authorized and admitting it's worthless. And it was so profound, I came back on air and turned my mic on. Probably in a weird position where I could be over a radio TV network and be eating my lunch and just like pop in over somebody. It was kind of rude. But maybe you guys can get that towards the end of this third segment. where he's sitting there talking about it, and I just pop in and I say, so you're saying they admit the vaccine doesn't even work, it's a total fraud, then they'll keep the whole scam of the lockdowns and the masks going into the future. He goes, absolutely. I mean, this is just teaching you to not have logic. John Rappaport's joining us for the next hour. Allie Alexander, really informative, intelligent political analyst. Give us his take on the debate and what's moving forward. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. He hadn't been on a while. We're really excited to have him coming on the show. And then Patrick Howley has broken some really big news. There have been some big developments on the NXIVM cult and the conviction of NXIVM overlord Claire Brothman. That's coming up. And then, of course, former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, really smart guy, getting into the whole riots at BLM and what's coming up in the election 32 days out, Matt Bracken. And then you got the war room with Owen Schroyer coming up after that. But again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very, very thankful for you tuning in today. Okay, let me just in this segment tell you what's coming up. Again, I got up about 4:35 in the morning, and I like to go to CNN to see what the enemy's up to. And there was the headline, Masks are never coming off, lockdowns never ending, the new normal. Now, we knew that was coming. So, oh, just 15 days, oh, just 2 months, oh, just 6 months, oh, into next year, oh, just 2 years, oh, it's never going to stop. And they say, even when you have contact tracing, even when you have the apps on your phone, even when you're being tracked, and even when you have the inoculation, it's not going to protect you. You got to wear a mask. They love, as psycho control freaks, the power of having that muzzle over your face and you not being able to show your face in public and no one having individualism. And it gets into the occult and being able to have kidnapped children they can move around and globalists being able to wear masks and the fact that that's a sign of a criminal society and that we're dirty and we're bad and we're spreading disease and so we hate our own species. This is about self-loathing and deep guilt. And again, Yale has big studies out this year how they war game to wear the mask during a pandemic and how to create guilt and how to see other people are heroes when they wear it. So a long-time person I've known for many years came by the house this morning, and they come to the door, and they're wearing a mask, and I let them in. I say, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Drop by, just saying hi. And they were just looking at me with total satisfaction in their eyes wearing the mask. I'm like, oh, you're a hero. You're protecting me. And they're like, yes, I'm protecting you. And it was actually, I guess the visit was to just let me know that this person's a hero. But really, it means you've just bought the induction of the cult program. What was the headline just a month ago? Federal government working with Yale in research study to get public to comply with vaccines. Another headline, the same story, was 15 government working on 15 ways to make you take COVID vaccine. It's like, say you're a hero, guilt someone, do all this. And the fine print says, we'll make you sick, won't protect you, but you're going to take it. There it is. Federal government and Yale are holding clinical trials on how best to persuade Americans to take COVID-19 vaccine. Please print that for me. So that's just one article. Back to normal. Why we must accept it won't ever happen. And they say, a lot of people will resist, but a good number are good and will adapt to doing what they're told and will wear the mask. And that soon, even mothers will wear them when they see their babies. And you'll never see your mommy's face. The face will now be like looking at someone's spread ass. The face will now be like looking at a man's penis. Seriously. It will be a shock. You see, you're like, oh, the Muslims will never get our women to wear a mask. Boom! What, you think Muhammad and those guys cooked that up? They had a lot of ancient cults that made you wear a mask. And slaves had to wear a mask. Only the king can be seen. And so the politicians, all they don't wear masks. You wear a mask. You wear them, you dirty little rats. You pieces of filth. And so the dirtiest part of the body, oh, the mouth. The truth is our bacteria, our viruses, 99% of the time make you healthier. But they're teaching you that you're dirty. They're teaching you that you're bad. They're teaching you that you have to hate yourself because this is about post-human exterminism. And they tell you in the Wall Street Journal and NBC. And the Nature Conservancy, they all say, oh, looking forward to the end of humanity. You know, COVID shows us we're just dirty. We're just bad. And so we just have to end our species. And, oh, we've got a mega elite that are going to guide us into the end of our species. And who can lie? Humans are bad for the earth. Let's just get rid of ourselves. Imagine if you went to the movies and say 1999, and you saw a movie about 2020 where you're wearing masks and there's forced inoculations coming and they're telling you they're dreaming of the end of humanity and it's so cool to kill yourself and 30% of the public's on psychotropic drugs and pedophilia is being promoted as good. And this is it. This is their satanic big move against everybody. And people are embracing it and they're putting the mask on. They're going to take 5 shots a year that Bill Gates says of just COVID alone, and it goes in and changes their cells and makes them GMO, and they admit it really hurts you. They're just like, I don't care. God, I'm a hero. Oh, I'm wearing the mask. Give me the... And their child, they give the child a shot, has convulsions, never talks again, but oh, they're heroes. Oh, it's all like human sacrifice. Taking your child up to the ancient Babylonian, to the ancient Egyptian, to the ancient Mesoamerican, every culture, the ancient Druids, that they would bring their little 3-year-old up. That was their favorite age. And bye-bye. And the priest would say, good. Take that knife and slit their throat. And mommy loved it because mommy was a hero. Oh, it's so loving.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, here's an example of what I've got coming up. Governor Cuomo came out in the New York Times and he said, I never sent any patients with COVID-19 to nursing homes, even though he's on video going, I am ordering this to happen, even though we have his executive order right here. Think of the magnitude of him gaslighting you like that, but that's what they do. So, yes, they've announced that the lockdown is permanent. Yes, it's never going to stop. Yes, we told you that 8 months ago. This is a total societal takeover to see what they can get you to do. That's why in the UK and Australia, they're saying if you're walking by someone, look away. Now they're saying don't look someone in the eyes. This is voodoo, folks. This is superstition. And this is seeing once they get someone under Stockholm Syndrome to wear a mask, when they're driving in their car or when they're walking down a forest path by themselves. I mean, I go down on the Greenbelt sometimes at 6:30 in the morning when it's dark. I'll be out in the middle of nowhere. I won't see somebody for 30 minutes. And you'll see a woman or a man walking along a little forest path. They don't even see you. And they're wearing a damn mask. Total cult programming. Of course, they're going to take the inoculations. And they're going to have the social score on their card. And they're going to demand that you do it as well. So this is the minders. This is who they're organizing against us. But let me give you the good news. It's this right here, Nexium cult going down. The Brothmans are right up there with the top globalists. They are right up there with sex cults. There's a big report. Patrick Howley's going to be joining us on this at the end of the fourth hour. Nexium overlord Claire Brothman, illegal Clinton bundlers sentenced to prison. They were involved in child trafficking internationally around the world. They were tied into the Mexican government, John of God, Oprah Winfrey. And these people love having women and children that act like robots and worship them. Can you imagine how pathetic it would be to have one of these mansions that they call temples? And everyone shakes and grovels, and they only get enough calories to stay alive, and they're anorexic, and they cut themselves under orders, and then these weird women, mainly these high priestesses of the Brothmans, they walk around and look at other women starving to death, and seeing them shrunken and pathetic and alone makes them happy. Well, that's just out in the open. Nothing makes these demons happier than a child in a cage begging for mommy, starving to death. And they'll just come in and eat big meals in front of them and drink wine and have sex and do everything while women and children are their favorites, starve to death and beg out to God. And they come to the cages and they go, God's never coming. This is all come out. They come to the cage and they go, you're going to be in here and you're going to starve to death, you little piece of crap. And your God isn't going to help you. And so these are their temples. So when you see a Bill Clinton or Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama, remember, they love children dying in cages. And the next level of this is a mask on you and deadly inoculations in you and maiming you and giving you cancer and sterilizing you and causing a massive DNA damage in your cells, because that's their miserable power over you. The lockdown is just the beginning of bankrupting the world economy, starving the third world to death, tens of millions already starving, 2 million have already died, and having all this idiocy, and then particularly women. I was out last Saturday flying a drone over Zilker Park with a speaker on it exposing that COVID-19 is causing mass lockdowns, mass death, and that it's not the COVID, it's the lockdown doing it. That the UN, the very group behind it, is now raising millions of dollars that they keep for themselves off the backs of the people that are dying. Before I launched the drone, I'm like 50 feet away. There's a ring of women all wearing masks under a tree. Beautiful sunny day out there. They're hiding from the vitamin D. And they hear me going, the third world is starving to death in masks. People are wearing masks. The virtue signal, they're not protecting people. The lockdown is killing folks. We must admit that COVID-19 is a giant scam. And they began to go, we are saving people. We are heroes. I got it on video. They said, we are heroes. And I tried to walk over nicely, and they pulled mace out and said, get away from us. And I said, well, you're the one talking to me. I just said, I want you to know, you can type into a search engine, COVID-19 lockdown causing mass starvation. And they just flipped me off and said, get out away from us, racist. They're almost all white women. There was one black woman, and she looked at me with disgust. I mean, you know, I'm a white male. And see, she's been taught that that's the bad guy, even though it's the scientific dictatorship doing all this. But here's the good news. Imagine the little demonic, sick, hunchback demon types. Imagine the type of individuals. Imagine those type of individuals and their whole entire world, their whole entire universe is about having people starving under their control. You go, wait, they want to starve kids in cages down in their dungeons where they have dinner. And that makes them feel powerful to have a man, a woman, a little kid begging for mommy, you know, in a cage while they're eating food and having a good time, while they're watching TV. Oh, you want some food? Sorry, you're not getting any. That's what a demon's like. The selfishness is their God. The power, the humiliation, the evilness of God hating them. They love God's hate. They love feeling God's vengeance. They love hurting the Holy Spirit. They love doing that in front of God. They love hurting those children. What do their wars do? What do their lies do? What does Hollywood do with the stolen innocence? What do the starving the third world do? While Wall Street will pay $100 million for a skull with semen on it. And then they'll just take that money and just flush it. They will repossess old people's homes. They will scrabble every dollar they can get. And then they will put it into a big brokerage firm and then write it off and just destroy billions of dollars a minute just trying to destroy your wealth and trying to make you poor. They want to take money and take wealth and destroy it so that you don't have it and they have it and they hurt you. They want wealth to hurt you and to poison you and to attack you. They want to take your genetics. They want to take your decency. They want to not let you go to the park. They don't want to let you go to Barton Springs. They don't want to do that because they're murdering scum in a satanic cult. But the good news is, when you look at Brothman, look at this witch, literal witch, and all that stuff they're doing in upstate New York, and all the weird crap they're in, look how scared they are. They're doing all this because they know we're on to them. So they want to be able to look out and see us wearing those masks and see us doing what they say and taking those shots, because they want to have us just like those children with a gag in our mouth in those cages. And that makes them feel good because they know we're on to them. So when you wear the mask, you are helping murder children. When you wear the mask, you're killing the third world. When you go along with this, you are joining the cult of Satan. Wearing the mask is a symbol that you are in the satanic cult.
This is your last chance to get 8-pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but But this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8 Power Stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost. For all of you that already support InfoWars, we're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack Power Stack now, or you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack Power Stack, 60% off and free shipping.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Out from the deep state Chi-Com globalists disputing the election and trying to plunge the country into civil war. Under the 20th Amendment, they can keep the election contested until the 20th of January. Nancy Pelosi, under the Constitution, will have a House vote to appoint the next president of the United States, the 46th president of the United States. That is their stated plan. People have been totally flat-footed understanding that. Now people are starting to finally get it. That is good news. Great job, listeners and viewers, because you are the tip of the spear. You've really gotten that out. So if you see the lockdowns, the face masks, the forced inoculations coming and being announced, and it's frightening, remember, it's criminals like this. Maxwell, Epstein, and, of course, Harvey Weinstein, and Rothman, and the Clintons, and the Obamas, and all these Satanists that are going to jail, and that are being exposed. And they made their cult members wear masks. They made their cult members do all this. And so they're just trying to put us under their cult member control It's going to go down. Now, shifting gears into the larger issue of the police state, it's not the police themselves are bad, but they are controlled by politicians that can give them unconstitutional orders. And so they'll go after police if they shoot someone that pulls a gun on them, if it's a white cop and a black guy that's getting shot, to create division. But when a black cop kills an innocent black guy, there's no news. When a white cop tackles a black guy for not wearing a mask, it's okay. The media selectively is terrorizing the police so that they will go under their control. But we had a caller into the show yesterday that just a few minutes made a lot of really good points. Ron in Florida, who's a former NYPD police officer, I know that he knows what he's talking about, getting into Jade Helm, getting into the drills, getting into the license plate reading cameras, getting into, if they do get control of the government and they plan to purge the patriots, what is going to be unfolding and what's happening, and getting into some of those tactics here in the American Civil War. So that's why we've got to be so vigilant, so active now. Before we get into this position, we've got to get Trump back in. It's life and death. So thanks for being with us today for a few segments. You're a smart guy. You've got the floor here. Get into information you'd like to relay to folks that the general public isn't really aware of.
All right. Thank you, Alex, for having me on. Just want to let everybody understand what's going on. They've been doing this since the 90s. Once George Bush claimed New World Order, there was gang violent music, gang member music, community shooting each other, dividing the community, racial tensions with blacks with whites, blacks and Hispanics. There was racial tensions in the streets in New York because of that. And if you were gay, you keep it private, you keep it in the closet. Everybody knew that. 2001, Twin Towers fall. They come up with fusion centers. Everybody know what fusion center is. I hope you figure it out, because you have one in every county. And they actually came out with population gay school. Gay school. Everybody's okay. Come out. It's cool to be gay. So you see the men coming out, the women coming out. And it was a program to see how old are the gay people, how old are the gay women. They were older people. Next thing you know, they're putting estrogen in the food and in the water. Now you have 10-year-olds that are gay, 12-year-old girls that are lesbians, and you have men that are docile. When we used to do stop and frisk in New York City, we used to do a test run. The tough guys, we'll stop them. We'll see what they're about. 90% of the time, they were on their knees. They didn't fight back. They didn't argue back. They did what they were told. And when we have an issue with guys are standing up, we arrest them. And then they get a shot. I'm not supposed to tell you that. But this is what's going on. You look at the officers now, their testosterone are up. Their HGH up. We're warriors. They're warriors. The men in the street now are wimps. This is the whole plan. We're dumbing down American men, making them feminine, but they don't fight back when we take over. People need to wake up and understand what's going on.
Well, let's go back for a minute, because it's come out in Houston and L.A. and other areas that when you're in juvenile hall for like nothing, maybe stealing a skateboard or whatever, that they're giving young boys female hormones, the judges are ordering it, and then the judges don't want that in the news. But is that what you're talking about? Because we always heard about sterilizing sex offenders, but now what they're doing is injecting like mass loads of estrogen, super toxic amounts that actually permanently damage young boys. And so is that what you were saying was going on in New York?
That is correct. In 2005, it started. They were saying it's a TB shot check. It wasn't. If you was combative, you know, when you get in, they give you a TD shot to make sure you're okay, if you have it or not. But when you're combative, they send you to a medic, and they'll say, well, we have to check you again for TD, and there's an estrogen shot. Then you don't see riots in prisons, Alex. When you go out to the streets, you don't see guys fighting, fist fighting anymore, fighting for a purpose.
And you just hit the key. When I grew up in Dallas, it was the end of males being males. There was constant fights. And you know, it's Carnegie Endowment said, we've been paid after World War II to end war. And the answer was end men. They officially said that, and that's what all of this is.
Now you look at the men now. Look down the street. You see guys with guts. women boobs. And when you tell them to say something or you talk to their wives or you yank on their wives, they stand back. They don't protect their children and kids. So this is what the New World Order needs. This
and now, I just showed articles. I just showed a headline. Put that back up, guys. Good show finding that. They're now going, oh, we give young boys estrogen shots. And you find out it's like 100 times the normal amount they'd even do, you know, for a girl who doesn't have enough hormones. And it literally creates a sterilization effect. So they're just getting it out in the open, aren't they?
That's correct. You know, I signed a confidentiality report. We're not supposed to say anything, but I'm not going to live too long. I have a sickness. I'm just deathbed confession. But it is what it is. What they're doing is taking over, and it's real. I'm still for humanity, America. I feel sorry for the people.
I do, too. I have a great feeling of sorrow, brother. I mean, there's no reason to go through this, and it's not that women are bad, but Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. They target women with the brainwashing, and they think they're virtuous wearing the mask, and they're going to be virtuous and give their kids the shots. Even though their kids are going to get sick and die, they just aren't going to stop because they're followers.
Correct. So they know there's only less than maybe 2% of men in the United States are actually going to fight back. I was some special guys from overseas. You'd be very surprised how many overseas people are here working with the local police department. They don't say that they're a part of the United Nations, but I don't know why we're training Russian police and, Turkey police in the United States and showing them areas and having them drive PD cars. It's very interesting, but, you know, I'm not supposed to say that, but I don't care, like I said. But,
Start telling us, because a lot of this is actually known. It's just the public doesn't know. I mean, tell people when years ago when you were in, what was being prepared? Because it's like, I mean, even by the middle of Obama's term, he said, we have the military ready to take on constitutionalists, and we're going to use United Nations forces to do it. That's been, and now the UN runs strong cities to take over the police, and their cover will be race riots, claiming it's for black people. Of course, it has nothing to do with black people. It's about a world government takeover.
Correct. Every time we train 5 years out for what's going to happen in the next 5 years. That's how they do it. So in 2010, we were training, and that's when the Jade Helm and all this stuff was going on. They had us drive, and we were, you know, escorting special units that didn't really speak good English, but they're wearing tactical gear, armed, you know. And I'm thinking to myself, why are we, and who the hell are these guys? But we have to drive around in the cities, make pit stops in the house, do a dry run, bring them to the courthouse, and why we bring these people to the courthouse. It wasn't an actual perp. It was just
You're practicing putting people in the helicopter and sending them to a UN base, which we all actually have been declassified, but you are on the ground witnessing this. When we come back, let's talk about that, because what they're going to have is they're going to claim Antifa is going and killing all the patriots. But really, they've got trained outside mercenary teams. I told you this years ago, but even top White House advisor Caputo came out 2 weeks ago and said they've got special hit teams from the UN inside the U.S. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. They've been planning this a while.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Thursday, October 1st transmission, 32 days after the election. We're talking to a retired police officer who says he's got a terminal illness. Ron in Florida. I just know that what he was talking about, what he was saying was dead on from information I have. So I thought he'd be an informative person to have on with us. But I want to explain what happened. The Carnegie Foundation, after World War II, they were doing some of Florida, but after World War II, they said we've been tasked with freedom from war. And that was the project. So they wrote a bunch of reports on it. Most of those are public. And they just said, we'll use chemicals in the water to make men docile. And we'll put women in charge of society, kind of in the phase out. And then we'll just lower human population down to a very manageable 500 million. So that's the official numbers you see today from the UN. But then they try to stir up actual wars at the same time as the pretext to come in and take control. So really, it's just an evolutionary takeover of human society, which Aldous Huxley wrote about in Brave New World in 1932, which before he died in 1961, he said was the actual plan, where they use chemicals again to do this. That's why they were pushing for all births to be cesarean, no mothers, nurse. All of this is taking control of the human process, like Monsanto does with seeds and the Terminator genes, so that you don't ever have a plant that can produce more plants. It's patenting life. It's ending life as we know it. But if you look at State Department Memorandum 7277 from 1962, it says, we'll disarm police departments, disarm the U.S. military, and incrementally bring in a U.N. force and train police to accept it. And so this has just been the ongoing program. Trump's come in and disrupted that, but this is here. So, Ron, in Florida, please continue with what you witnessed and what you saw and what you want to impart to the listeners.
Be prepared. Watch your six, everybody. They're here. They're in the United States. They're building container ships in small communities in rural areas. I seen it with my own eyes. Florida has the biggest population of retired veterans, police departments, veterans, military veterans. And if you look at the small towns that's there that they live in, they're building container ship yards in decommissioned tracks, right, Alex? And no coincidence, the name of these companies are, just saying it, 1776, 1775, you know, 1991. These are the names of these container companies. You do a little background check, they're all registered in Hong Kong. You ask yourself why we need container ships in the middle of nowhere with no seaport. There's nothing around. I've seen it with my own eyes. They're doing it now. You can look up these companies. They're around in Florida. They're starting up now. And it has to be done within 3 months, they're saying. So they're getting ready.
There's been a bunch of busts of Chinese shipping in automatic weapons and rocket launchers. That's even come out here and there in the news.
Correct. So who owns the Chinese ports in California? I mean,
China.
China. The American wonders why they're not getting any ammo coming in. They're controlling everything, what's coming in. And American people got to understand, they're disarming all outside of borders of the United States. New Jersey, New York, California, because in World War II, Japan couldn't invade the United States because everybody had a gun. It would be a thousand-year war.
Admiral Yamamoto said, we've awakened the sleeping giant. There will be a rifle behind every blade of grass if we try to invade.
Correct. So why they're not doing gun control or minimum magazines in the middle of America? No, they're doing it outside in the borders. California, now Texas, Florida, they try to do the 9-round magazine ban or whatever, extended magazine ban. But people got to understand, look what's around us. We're all surrounded by communist countries. Look at Belize, Panama.
And they've already taken the West and East Coast. They're already collapsing the economies there. They're already pushing their people in. No, you're right, sir. This is a scientific long-term plan. Remember what the weathermen said they would do. Plunge the U.S. economy, bankrupt things. Once Civil War started as a race war, they would then bring in Chinese troops. That's Larry Grathwald infiltrated them in the 60s, and that was their plan then. And now they're trying to. And they said they would kill between 25 and 50 million Americans. And that was that number that they planned to put us in these camps. And now they said they're going to use COVID as the cover of why you're disappeared. And most neighbors right. will submit when you're drug away because they believe it's COVID. I mean, they're really trying it. Only Trump exposing it, only us admitting how much trouble we're in is going to stop this. They're making their move, folks. They're making their move.
Just give you a heads up, Alex. I don't do hearsay stuff. I tell you how it is. We had a guy in one of our teams that does special operations with the United States government. And he worked at the border. And he came back to the unit after 3 months. He came back. He wasn't allowed to talk and stuff. We're not, you know, we're hanging out. We're close friends with him. He comes and tells us, he goes, you guys know why they put the wall up? These American people are stupid. And I said, why? Well, yeah, to keep the immigrants. He goes, no. He goes, dude, there's Chinese troops in Mexico. They're in Mexico. There's troops in Mexico. They have a camp down there. And I said, what? No way. He goes, listen, guys, I never lied to you guys. You know, this is top secret stuff. You guys are not supposed to know this. The cartels are helping them.
Listen, I have family that's been in the military. They're out now, but 35 plus years. They were with the State Department 10 years ago and said that, I mean, China is admittedly moving into Latin America, Africa, you name it. But yes, they have these development zones. And these inland ports is what China calls it. They're building a giant highway up from the Pacific side all the way up to Texas. And, yes, there are, what I've heard, hundreds of thousands of Chinese troops in plain clothes in Mexico.
That is correct. And they do have a camp. And now, I don't know if you guys know that Russia is building military equipment in Mexico for the first time. Can you look that up? Russia is building ammunition and tanks in Mexico. It was in the news in Mexico. Now, he brought this to my attention. I had no idea this was happening. So So now I understand why if Trump comes out and says, hey, we're building a wall because there's foreign troops on the other side ready to invade the United States, they'll say the 25th Amendment. They'll say he's crazy. Get him out of here. He knows what's going on.
It's very sad that America is so under attack and the average American has been taught to hate their own country. It's like we almost deserve it, Ron.
Correct. I say the same thing. Nobody has love and humanity anymore. They still, they got these fusion centers, Alex. They're tracing everything, what everybody does in every community, everything you're saying, and they're making a list of you. And they know what, when you go to the shooting range, because I went to the shooting range down here, and what is the long hole? There's a plate reader on the trees. And I said, and asked the guy, what's this for? He goes, oh, I didn't put that there. Why is there a plate reader in the shooting range? Because they're keeping track of all the active shooters, the guys that go there.
That's right. That's right. And why no one doesn't baseball bat it? Why the cops go along? Why we all just go along with the globalist takeover? It's absolutely disgusting. God bless you, sir. Anything else you'd like to add, Ron?
Yeah, I just want to say, Alex, and I'm going to say through the guys that have been doing this, I'm going to give a stern warning to the patriots and the people in America. And I'm going to say this from the other side of me working. And I've been disinvolved what I was involved with, fraternity, but I'm going to say it. American people, I'm going to tell it to you how it is, point blank. We're coming for you. We're going to get you. And we're going to get the patriots. This is them talking. This is how they talk. And they're going to squash you. You better wake up. Pay attention. Watch your six. Get your testosterone check. And get ready to fight and protect your family. Because they are coming. They are coming to get you. And God bless America. And thank you, Alex, for having me on.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. A smart guy. And he's absolutely right. That they were training with foreign military under a U.N. contract under DynCorp and others to arrest American patriots under the U.N. and extradite us. And now you notice the U.N. is trying to charge U.S. troops with war crimes, and the Pentagon and Trump have been threatening them. I mean, this is a world government takeover, and they've got their people inside the U.S. Okay, I'm going to go to break. Bunch of big news breaking next hour. Bunch of guests separately. We can't get 8-pack power stack. Two different packs, AM, PM pack, 13 pills a day. You want to supercharge your body, your energy, your libido, your stamina, weight loss, all of it. We can't get this anymore. We've only got at current sales rates a 14-day supply, and it's gone forever. Get your 8-pack power stack at 60% off and with free shipping. That's very close to cost at InfoWarsStore.com. And separately, they have a new special on high-quality storable food, which they're ready to ship out to you before the big shortages, we believe, that are coming, and before food prices go up, which they already admit is starting to happen. At PrepareWithAlex.com, it runs through next Monday, and then that's the last special they can do for a while, because they never discount. PrepareWithAlex.com, that's my Patriot. This is a special 3-month food supply, $150 off. That's huge. $300 off a 6-month, $600 off a 1-year supply, and more at PrepareWithAlex.com. Get ready now. This is real. You need provisions. You need food. You need water filtration. They've got the best at PrepareWithAlex.com. InfoWarsStore.com for the 8-pack power stack while you can still get it. Whatever you do, though, pray for a great awakening and spread the word. We'll be right back with hour number 2 and many other special guests like John Rappaport, Ali Alexander.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.